This is the intersection of assistive, educational, and information technology. Whether it's technology for inclusive classroom learning or tools for community success, technology can promote independence, and inclusive technology has become more available for everyone. Welcome to the Inclusive Technology for All podcast with your host, Mike Murata.
Well, hello there. Welcome to episode 64, which will be released on December 16th, 2019. This episode features part 6 of our deep dive into the 7 daily drivers to support teacher effectiveness, where we will discuss sincerity. Also in this episode, we'll have the usual updates on inclusive tools and an AT chat update. Don't forget, I want to hear from you. Make sure you leave your comments and ideas about topics for upcoming episodes. Visit speakpipe.com/ITS podcast to leave your audio message. Also, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. All right, let's go. Comcast recently announced a partnership with a company called New Eyes, which will expand the accessibility of its video products, both their live TV and their on-demand content for individuals who are visually impaired. Now, the Xfinity Stream app has been integrated with the New Eyes 2. So this is a virtual reality headset that is designed to enhance the individual's usable vision through the use of electronic magnification technology. According to the New Eyes website, the E2, a wireless self-contained smart glasses device, supports a 3K LCD display with a resolution of 1440 by 1660 at a 90 hertz refresh rate and 101 degree field of view. The headset is controlled with a 3-button remote, one for variable magnification, a second for a set of contrast settings, and a third for optical character recognition for text-to-speech. This partnership continues the accessibility support Comcast has been applying to their video content platform to enhance its usability for individuals with disabilities. In this episode, we're continuing our discussion on being effective technology coaches in order to promote teacher effectiveness. We're using the book by Nathan Lang, which is Everyday Instructional Coaching, 7 Daily Drivers to Support Teacher Effectiveness. For this episode, we're almost at the end. We are on the 6th daily driver, which is sincerity. Nathan kicks off the sincerity chapter with the following statement. Sincerity drives coaches to become the best versions of themselves and encourages teachers to do the same by illuminating teacher voice and supporting teacher innovation and creativity. So how do you demonstrate sincerity in your coaching interactions with other educators? Plus, while we're demonstrating sincerity, how do we illuminate that teacher voice and support creativity and innovation? Well, it really all starts with our ability to connect with the educators we support. How do you feel you do with this? We need to start from a place of understanding their goals, which may be very different from our goals. And that's okay. Once we work together and we start to share back and forth in this kind of comfortable, open environment that we create, we can work together to find a common ground. And this is really less about asking, how do we get teacher buy-in? And instead wondering, how can we connect to what Nathan describes in the book, their intrinsic motivational flow, understanding their perspectives, their values, what drives them? And will we be able to identify a coaching strategy that will be successful because of understanding those things? We all know adults learn differently, so we have to respect that difference and use it to build a foundation for our coaching success. Okay, are you ready for it? This is the chapter I've been waiting for the whole book. We are in some exciting times right now. I am a notorious procrastinator, a chronic procrastinator. But good news, my chronic procrastination has been not only validated by this book, but it's been given, quite honestly, a much better name. So let me introduce you to the concept of strategic waiting. Yes, right? Isn't that the best? Well, now, strategic waiters of the world, unite. This book shares information from Grant that discusses the fact that procrastination actually inspires innovation and creativity. He even shares some famous examples of procrastination. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, and Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa. So rest easy, strategic waiters. You are in good company. The idea of strategic waiting means that you are intentionally not acting on a project, thus increasing creativity and innovation because you allow the ideas to develop in your mind while you have new experiences shaping your thoughts. So, with that in mind, how can we use strategic waiting and let it help us as coaches? Lang provides a guide you can use with educators to promote this concept of strategic waiting. Set into a table format, so if you can envision it, the guide can move an educator through the process by asking them some questions, starting with what was the original task? Then there's some spaces for stimulus, points to consider, thoughts to shape your action. Then the guide asks the following questions. Change or changes in the following task, purpose of the task, content of the task, manifestation of the task, and then finally, measurement of the task effectiveness. So then as the guide wraps up, it wraps up in a way most of our things really should, with this idea, this section on reflection. We need to incorporate that more into our work. And the question that is asked in this guide to facilitate that reflection is, did strategic waiting prove more successful? Did it increase creativity and innovation in the thoughts? We will finish our deep dive into the book in our next episode. So we'll discuss in the next episode the seventh and final daily driver, which is influence. If you want to join the conversation, share some strategies you use to reframe the conversation to focus on effective student learning and promote creative, divergent solutions. Visit speakpipe.com/ITS podcast to leave your audio message, and I'll include it in the next episode. The Consumer Technology Association Foundation announced the selection of 5 winners for its CES 2020 Eureka Park Accessibility Contest. These winners are sparking innovation and supports the mission of the CTA Foundation, which is linking seniors and people with disabilities with technologies that enhance their lives. The 5 startups that were selected were Access Explorer, with their application called Kavu, which runs on both iOS and Android devices, which provides turn-by-turn navigation in indoor environments for people with disabilities and older adults with age-related disabilities, with the aim to alleviate the common accessibility gaps present in indoor navigation. The second winner was Intuition Robotics, with their first product, which is called LEQ, and it's a proactive social robot for older adults that uses motivation techniques and proactive suggestions to keep users active and engaged by connecting them to their families and the outside world. A robotics startup, Loro, is developing a smart assistive companion for wheelchair users, which empowers its users with increased independence and connectedness by enhancing their vision, communication, and safety. Miron Go provides a library of VR neurotherapy exercises, such as upper body mobility, core stability, and gait training, based on the principles of locomotive training, physical therapy, and occupational therapy for all levels of mobility. And the final company is Translate Live, with their product, the Instant Language Assistant device, which allows older adults and those with disabilities to instantly communicate with anyone they meet in person or at a distance. Each company receives a booth in Eureka Park at the 2020 Consumer Electronics Show and $2,500. To learn more about the winners and their products, visit the CTA Foundation website at ctafoundation.tech. Want to find other people interested in inclusive and assistive technology? Well, then join us every Wednesday night on Twitter at 8 p.m. Eastern for AT Chat. Each week, Karen Janowski and I lead a hour-long discussion about tools and strategies for inclusion and accessibility for individuals with disabilities. This past week's AT Chat was part 1 of our 2-part year-end extravaganza hosted by our friend Chris Bouguet, titled A Few of Our Favorite Things. This two-week chat gives us a chance to share tools and strategies that have worked for us to meet someone's needs. All this sharing is going to help raise everybody's expertise level, and we will all end up learning something, which is wonderful. That's the whole point of the chat. For part one of the conversation, we focused on sharing a tool or strategy a person could use to help improve the skill of decoding text, improve the skill of spelling, improve the skill of composing thoughts, improve the skill of handwriting, improve the skill of completing projects on time, and improving the skill of maintaining social-emotional well-being. And there was a bonus question at the end. Name or describe a thing in the world that is a good example of something that is universally designed. So many great things were discussed in this hour. I can't go through them all right now. I'll give you just a couple of flavor. For decoding text, people mentioned digital books, text-to-speech, and Karen reminded us that nothing can replace high-quality reading instruction combined with self-selected independent reading in order to improve decoding skills. We had a couple other friends of the podcast chime in. Alisa Wern said strategy tip cards on the wall and at desks with reminders to chunk the word and go letter by letter. She has awesome teachers who have mnemonics for these things. And then finally, if we talk about for composing thoughts, Hillary commented, writing for a purpose, not for compliance. Connect what's motivating to the skills being taught. Use word banks, graphic organizers, sentence starters, write a play, a movie script, a song, and think beyond the 5-paragraph essay. So if you get a sense, this is just a taste of the wonderfulness that was this past week's AT chat. So if you want to read it all, catch up on everything that got shared for all the different questions, check out the Wakelet archive at bit.ly/ATChat121119. And make sure to join us online on Twitter on December 18th, 2019 at 8 p.m. Eastern for part two of A Few of Our Favorite Things.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. Do you have an idea for a future episode? Leave an audio message via SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/ITS podcast with your suggestion. It may appear on an upcoming episode. To stay current on all things inclusive and assistive technology, follow Mike on Twitter at MMATP and visit his website at MMATP.com. For inclusive technology resources and all the previous podcast episodes.